Welcome to the Parks Necker Pod, your source for Disney Parks news. I am Matt. I'm with a special guest tonight, our friend CJ. CJ, how's it going?
Hey, Matt. I am doing well. How are you?
You know, doing well. Can't complain. We are on the heels of D23, and I'm excited that you're here as our special guest tonight to talk about that.
I'm excited to be here, and I know your trip is coming up, and I bet you're so excited.
Yeah, that's all my family could talk about. It's just like, we just say the same things every day. Oh, we're so excited. And then we talk about our plans, like the same thing every day. It's like, yeah, I can't wait to do this and to do that.
So. Yeah, I mean, I don't have, you know, I live here now, so I don't have trips to look forward to anymore. Yeah. So I get excited for other people's trips. So I'm excited for your trip.
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully we get to see you again this time. I got to meet you in real life and in June, so that was fun.
Yeah, I'm a real person.
Yeah, so quick background, if you guys don't know who CJ is, she's an old friend of the Excess Press podcast, my previous podcast. You can give yourself background, but you know, she was a Disneyland native, moved to Florida, and we've been friends for, you know, almost 4 years now. So why don't you give your background and, you know, plug some of the stuff that you work on as well.
Yeah, so I, like Matt was saying, I used to live in Southern California. I was a cast member at Disneyland for, I don't know, like 4 years. And last year we moved to Central Florida. So I hang out at Walt Disney World now, and I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I have a blog and a podcast as well. So if you want to...
What are the names?
Plug? If you want to find me on Instagram, I'm The Weekly Mouse, and my blog is theweeklymouse.com. And my podcast that my sister and I do is Comparing Disneyland to Walt Disney World. My sister and I grew up going to Disneyland, and now I live here, and she visits me out here. So, you know, there's a lot of people who go to one and they visit the other or vice versa, and they're like, wow, Pirates here is a lot different and it's better or it's worse and da da da. So we're running through basically every ride and doing a comparison and determining which one's better. So that's Park to Park podcast with the number two.
Awesome. Well, you know, I'm excited to talk a little bit about the Oogie Boogie Bash tonight, because I saw some like footage of it.
Yeah.
First party was last night, and I was like, oh my goodness, I need to go to Disneyland now for this party.
I need to go too. I have never been to a Halloween party here or in California, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to get myself back to California to experience Oogie Boogie Bash. It looks so awesome.
Yeah, well, so we'll definitely talk a bit about that. But yeah, we have a lot to talk about tonight, so we'll kind of just get right into it. So CJ, again, thanks for stepping in. Katie is away on vacation. She'll be back next week. And as long as things work out, you know, we're going to be recording early next week because D23 is on this whole weekend. I want to make sure we get out the news episode as fast as possible to, you know, to stay relevant, because there is going to be big news this weekend. We don't know what it is, but big parks news and beyond. So CJ, again, is going to be joining us. We're going to be recording Monday night, so you have an episode on Tuesday. So it'll be me, Katie, and CJ again. So,
awesome. Yay.
Yay. So without further ado, let's get to our sponsor, of course, which is, you know, Park Snacker, the free and new mobile app where you can rate, review, and discover over 60,000 menu items at Walt Disney World. You can connect with your friends to see what they're snacking on. You can browse menus, create custom lists, and so much more. So head over to parksnacker.com today to download the app, available on iOS and Android. Again, head over to parksnacker.com today to rate and review what you eat and drink at Walt Disney World. And if you're not already, make sure you are following CJ, the Weekly Mouse, on Parksnacker, because she now has over 400 rated items.
I do.
Yeah, she is the highest. She's the person with the most amount of ratings on our app, which is awesome. Highly dedicated to Park Snacker, so we appreciate it.
And I need to give credit to my son for helping me. It's not just yeah. Me eating all this food.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's it's such a good feedback to have, like, you as a parent also talking about, like, what your kids are having, because it's fun. I think the funniest thing you wrote one time was you were expecting grapes to come with a meal.
Oh, my gosh, tomatoes.
It was grape tomatoes.
What child would want that as a side? No child.
Yeah, it was so funny. Yeah, that was really good, so... So yeah, make sure you follow her on Park Snacker. And finally, we launched the Park Snacker store on Monday. It has officially launched. I am wearing, if you're watching the video, I have our Last Call to Oga's t-shirt on.
With my favorite drink on there.
Yep, the fuzzy Tauntaun is on it. Yeah, the best drink.
Yeah.
So go. You can go to parksnacker.com. It is just look in the menu and you'll see the store. Or you can go to store.parksnacker.com. Thank you for those who's already bought merchandise from us. You know, we have our logo on stuff. And then we have a bunch of custom designs. I'll be working on custom designs over time. And, you know, putting them out, you know, hopefully one or two a month. That's my goal. So yeah, that is the Park Snacker store. So make sure you guys are checking that out.
Are there any Diet Coke designs?
I'm probably not going to do any Diet Coke designs, just because it probably
copyrighting you.
Yeah. So, with Disney and like their stuff, I don't know what people can and can't do. It's like the Wild West out there. I see different shops doing different things. So I'm trying not to.
Yeah, you don't want to cross the line.
This Oga shirt, I want to make sure I didn't use the word Oga's Cantina just because it's like a name at Walt Disney World. But I did use Black Spire Outpost because it's like a location in Star Wars. So I don't know. I don't know what's right, what's wrong. I have no idea. until I get a letter in the mail saying, hey, stop doing that, you know, and then I'll stop doing it. But
well, I'm going to be ordering myself something because my birthday is in 2 weeks. So birthday for myself.
Yay. Yeah. Check it out. So, all right. Well, let's get to the news. We're going to do some quick updates, and then I want to try to get through the news as quick as possible so we have time for the D23 predictions. The first thing I got to mention on is, you know, you've been in the parks recently, but the wait times have been so low, which is so good to see, because is there finally a slow time again at Disney? So CJ, what have you been seeing? Report back to me.
Yeah. So Central Florida schools went back, about a month ago. Yeah. A month ago. Mm-hmm. So the last 2 or 3 weeks, the crowds have just really been petering out as more and more schools, not just in Florida, but, you know, the whole nation really have been going back into session. So it's been really nice to just go into the parks and not have really anybody there. It was like this last year as well, although I think last year being 2021, you know, a little closer to 2020, we still saw people not really willing to travel.
Yeah.
This year has been kind of a nice break from the really big crowds we saw, especially in spring and early summer. Mm-hmm. We were in the parks Labor Day Monday. You know, we use the disability pass for my son, but I still look at wait times just to see what they are. And at one point at like 10:30-ish, 10:15-ish in the morning, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train was a 35-minute standby wait.
That's crazy.
I was like, what? What the heck is going on here?
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine went to Epcot last night at like 7:45 at night. They could still get a boarding group, and it was immediately called.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so interesting. Yeah. Like I've been looking at the wait times, like Animal Kingdom the past 2 days has been dead.
Yeah.
Like I even checked it at 6:30 this evening. There were everything had a 10 or 5 minute wait time. And I'm like, oh, that's all walk-ons then. Every single ride at Animal Kingdom was a walk-on.
Yeah.
And even yesterday, Flight of Passage had a 15-minute wait. Navi River had a 30, which is crazy to me. But even the other parks, too, they've all been low. So I think to me, this just hopefully signals that, you know, slow times are now happening again at Disney World. Because, you know, in the past, before COVID, there's always been, you know, January is pretty slow. A few weeks in February, a few weeks in March, a few weeks in May, you know, end of August and, you know, September. So hopefully, you know, because all those slow times this past year just have they've been busy with just all these people going away on vacations, just wanting to get out.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm hoping that for my sake, because I'm going in a week and a half, that the crowds stay like this, because the week I chose should, you know, in previous history should still be slow.
I think it will be. I think it will be. I think people are reluctant to pull their kids out of school to go on vacation right at the beginning of the school year.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We're, you know, there's, I know there's Jewish holidays right after the week we go. Mm-hmm. So it's, I hope this keeps up and it's just, you know, easy peasy.
The other factor I think at play here is there are more people sending their kids back to school in person. I think last year we still saw a lot of people doing virtual school and they could, you know, travel and do school at the same time. So I think people being physically in school helps with the crowds here.
Yeah, I heard that a lot of people spending a few weeks down in Florida at like an Airbnb or something, and their kids are just doing school there. It's crazy. So
yeah, when I was teaching, I had coworkers who like traveled the country and taught from hotels or whatever while they were teaching.
Yeah, that would have been fun if I could have been able to do that, but it's okay. Yeah. I have a child instead that we birthed last year, so
they kind of keep you tied down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So fun times ahead. Hopefully we have the low wait times in a few weeks. All right. So next, Disney put out a, you know, quick, fun little TikTok. They've been doing fun little, they put out a weird TikTok, which I'm not going to talk about, with the new Munchlings line.
That was weird.
It was a weird TikTok, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. But they put one out that cast members are back for rehearsals for Fantasmic, which people went crazy for. Yes. Are you a fan of Fantasmic?
You know, I am. I like it a little bit better at Disneyland, but I am a fan of the show overall.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. I'm excited for it to come back. I was hoping that it'd be open by the time we go, but it's gonna be cutting it pretty close. I feel like maybe they'll launch it soon after the 40th anniversary for Epcot, or they'll just, whenever it's ready, they'll just put it out. So I feel like it's going to be one of those things.
I have heard rumors of October 26th. That was a date that I saw floating around somewhere. I don't know how true that is. This was some insider somewhere who said something. That's the only date I've seen.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, time will tell. It is getting close now. They said it's going to open 2022. So
they did. Be on the lookout. I was there when they said that at Destination D23, like almost a year ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. And we're still waiting.
still waiting. So, all right. Next up, we have Olivia's Cafe. This is just a real quick one. Have you ever eaten at Olivia's Cafe at Old Key West?
I have not, but everyone says it's amazing.
Yeah, it is very good. It's one of those underrated hidden gems. You know, not many people talk about it. You know, Old Key West is one of those under the radar resorts. It's an amazing resort if you've never stayed at it. They do have the biggest rooms at Disney. But now Olivia's Cafe is offering brunch every day at Disney. People love the brunch at Olivia's Cafe. So now you have a chance to get it. Whenever, you know, it's going to be there every single day. So if you can make the hike to Olivia's Cafe, check it out. I know, you know, it might not be at the top of your list if you're not staying at Old Key West, but if you are staying at Old Key West, you got to at least check out Olivia's Cafe. You know, their fried chicken is definitely no joke. The fried chicken's very good. So
I'm going to have to try it out. Both my grandmas relocated to Central Florida also, and they don't have, I mean, they're in their 80s. We're not going to get them passes to come into the parks. Yeah, but we'll often pick them up on the weekends and we'll take them to a resort or Disney Springs out to brunch or something. So this is a good option for us. I'm sure we'll get to it eventually.
Yeah. And it's comfort food. It's comfort food too. So, you know, it's
you can't something, go wrong with that.
Yeah, it's something that even picky eaters would enjoy. There's always something there. So, Olivia's Cafe over at the Old Key West. So, you know, over at Dinoland USA, we have Donald Duck, Daisy Duck, Chip and Dale returning in their dinosaur costumes now. It's been a while since that happened. So, if you want to see them, I always love the costumes on Chip and Dale. We have them back returning. You know, there's always like dance parties and stuff going over there. Mm-hmm. So I forget. Isn't it's like Dino Bash? I don't remember the name
Dino
of it.
Dino Bash, I think it's called. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So always fun. Have you met them in those costumes?
I've seen them, but I don't usually do characters. And my daughter is scared of characters. So we kind of just wave at them from a distance these days.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all good. Yeah. I don't know if we'll be... We'll probably meet some characters. I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah, we'll have to see how my daughter reacts. The good thing is, my daughter, for the first time today, she knows who Mickey Mouse is now.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah,
so she's 16 months, and today she was wearing a Mickey Mouse shirt, and I forget what my wife was like, oh, where's Mickey Mouse? And she acknowledged, she looked down and like pulled up her shirt. Cool. And I was like, oh, she knows who Mickey Mouse is now. So
that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, all right, we're getting somewhere now. So yeah, we try to get her to watch Mickey Mouse stuff. Like, we don't give her too much TV time, but she only really likes the Wiggles. I don't know if you like.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry.
Honestly, I don't mind them. I really dig the Wiggles. Yeah, they're fun. So some other good news. If you are a fan of Everglazed, they announced, so Everglazed is the donut shop over in Disney Springs that everyone loves. They announced that you can actually order online ahead of time now via the Toast Tab app. That is Toast Tab. You can probably go to their website and just get the link there. I already bookmarked it in my phone bookmark. So I know, because I know when we go to Disney Springs, I'm going to get like a dozen donuts to have for like the rest of the week. Now I can order ahead of time. I don't know. Do you know if they still have lines over there, or is it just Gideon's that have lines?
It depends on the time of day and the day of the week.
Okay.
I've been there when it's completely dead, and I've been there when it's really busy.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if they still had lines, but you can now order ahead of time using that app. Because it is, you know, this is not a Disney-owned franchise.
Yeah.
This is a third-party franchise that's in Disney Springs. They also have a separate location somewhere else in Orlando as well. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get to, you know, I got to talk about the Oogie Boogie Bash over at California Adventure.
Man, I gotta go. It looks so cool.
Yeah. So I, you know, if you're going to Disneyland, the first Oogie Boogie Bash was yesterday, September 6th. We were recording on the 7th. The day that this recording comes out is Disney Plus Day. So happy Disney Plus Day,
yay,
everyone. Yeah, I forgot about that. There's some good stuff today, you know?
Yeah.
I was watching this. I always watch this one vlogger every day. His name is Kyle Paulo. He's blowing up, but he's my favorite vlogger right now. But he went out to do the bash, and I'm watching his videos, and I'm like, oh, the Oogie Boogie Bash is very different from the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. What I really like about it is some of the characters are in the trick-or-treat lines, which is great. The good thing about it.
So it's like a twofer, basically.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So the good thing about it is when you're going through the trick or treat line, it's not a photo op where you can stop and take photos with them. You could take photos of them, but they're talking to the crowd, interacting with you. The three new ones that they have this year are Ernesto de la Cruz, from the villain from Coco. They have him singing up there, which is awesome. They have Mother Gothel, which is Rapunzel's mother from Tangled. And then Madame Mim, who is the villain in The Sword in the Stone, the old cartoon, or I should say animated film. But then they also have what I think is really dope, they have Minnie Mouse, Daisy Duck, and then Clarabelle the Cow as the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's awesome. Yes. Oh yeah, and Bruno from Encanto is out there too.
Yes, so clever. And I don't understand why Disneyland gets all of these awesome characters and Walt Disney World gets the same things over and over and over again.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, how come they got every single new character? I don't remember hearing that Disney getting new characters.
And last year, they got Sid from Toy Story and Cruella from the live action film, which came back this year too.
Yeah, both of them back.
Plus they've got what's her name from WandaVision?
Agatha Harkness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense why she can only be over there.
Right, because of Avengers Campus and the copyright and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm watching like, oh my, like the trick-or-treat lines I thought were like the best thing. It's like they're just walking through. The one downside to it was when I was watching the video, Ernesto de la Cruz is like talking or singing at, he was singing, and like cast members are like waving people to keep moving, and like,
yeah,
so that's,
I think,
like,
I think maybe downside. Because like the vloggers would stay there for a while and record his entire set and like hog the whole thing. Yeah. And I don't think they want him doing that.
Well, you know? After that, in the vlog, he was like, okay, tip, if you want to see these characters and like not have to get like shushed out of the line, go towards the end of the night where it's like not as crazy, because this was like right in the beginning of it, but still awesome. Because like my biggest thing is like at Halloween parties or the one at Disney World, I'm not going to stand online to waste my time and wait, like meet a character.
I'm not either.
I made that mistake my first party in 2013, and I wasted way too much time.
Yeah, so. that's not what I would be interested in either. And have you seen the Villains Grove that they do?
That was the next thing I was going to bring up. It looks amazing. It looks, right? It's like a walkthrough. What are they walking through? Which part of DC is that?
That's the Redwood Creek Challenge Trail. I don't know if you've been back there. It's over
It's been like, a long time.
Honestly, like 2014. If you haven't been with a child, you probably wouldn't go back there. It's, if you know where Grizzly River Run is, the water ride, it's off to the right side, and they've got like ropes courses and slides and stuff like that. It's like a play area.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So again, you probably wouldn't go back there unless you had a kid with
you. It just looked like a haunted trail that you then can walk on. And there were some really cool special effects that were happening too.
Yeah. And I think what this is like Disneyland is competing with like Universal Hollywood Studios, because they have their own haunted thing going on, I think. Mm-hmm. And they've got
Knott's Berry Farm too.
Knott's Scary Farm has a big thing going on. So like they're competing with these like big haunts that happen. And so I think this is their version of like something mildly scary for the Disney crowd, you know? Yeah. And it's not really, you know, it's not going to be like jump scares or anything, but it's spooky, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it looked so awesome. I was like, I need to get out and do this. The parade looked like a lot of fun too. So I need to, at some point, I need to get to Disneyland, do
the And they've got Oogie Mission Bash. Breakout Monsters After Dark.
That's also. Right. Yeah. Yeah, they have
never done that. I think the first year they did that, I was pregnant, so I couldn't do it. And then the next year, that's what happened.
Is it during the party too? Or is it only during the party, or do they have it outside party time?
The first like year or two they had it, they started it at like 3 or 4 o'clock. So you could get on it during the day. Now I'm not really sure what they're doing. I don't know if it's just during the party or earlier. But yeah, I couldn't go on it, and then I just was not able to. Now I live here and I can't go on it.
Yeah, okay. Well, either way, we're both going to have to get out and see Oogie Boogie Bash at some point. So,
yeah, man.
I know. Looks fun. All right. So couple of the news items here. So we got to talk about food real quick. So there is a new foodie guide to the Hispanic and Latin American Heritage Month. So there's lots of food and drinks that you can get over at Disney.
Yes. I'm so excited. I love food.
I know. And just in time, it's starting when I can go. So now there's even more to try.
Yes.
So from September 15th to October 15th, both the Walt Disney World Resort and Disneyland Resort will have tasty treats highlighting the flavors of the Hispanic and Latin American cultures. There will be limited time offerings just for the month, but then items that you can enjoy all year long. So there's going to be a lot here. So if there was one thing on here, I don't know if you're looking at the guide, but if there was one thing on here that you would want to try, what do you think you would try?
Oh, I saw it earlier. I'm like scrolling around to find it. Hang on. Oh, where'd it go?
Well, the one thing that I want to try definitely is I want to go to the Baseline Tap House and get the Michelada, which is a Mexican drink made with beer, lime juice, assorted sauces, spices, and chili peppers served in a salted rim glass. So that sounds really good to me.
Okay. I remember what it is, and it's at the Mexico booth at the Food and Wine Festival. This is on my list. It's the It Takes Two to Mango Margarita.
Yes, I've heard that is very good. Yeah, that's been available, like you just said, for a while.
Yes, I really like mango margaritas, so I feel like I need to go try that.
So one more shout out I want to give. So my favorite thing that I had, one of my favorite things I had on my trip in June was the spiced potato ham pies at the Kusafari Bakery.
You were obsessed with those.
Oh yeah, that's right. You were with me. I thought they were so good. Yeah.
I had my caramel apples and you're like, oh, this is so good. And I'm like, well, my apple's pretty good too.
Yeah, I was like, all right, she's over here dipping Granny Smith apples in some caramel sauce. So for part of the celebration, there is the Impossible Empanada, flaky Latin dough filled with plant-based picadillo and ground beef. So I need to try that just because I like the spiced potato ham pies so much. So I'm going to have to do that.
Okay, I found something else, but unfortunately it's at Cinderella's Royal Table, and I'm not really willing to go to Cinderella's Royal Table.
Yeah.
It's the Un Poco Loco Tostones. Ooh. Green plantains, duck confit, roasted pepper puree, avocado mousse, charred corn, and cotija cheese foam. That sounds really good. I don't like cotija cheese, but everything else sounds really, really good.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Even like... Zuri Sweet Shop has some good
stuff. Yes, I saw that too.
Yeah. Oh, look, you can get a caramel apple, Granny Smith caramel apple. That's right up your alley.
Don't make fun of me and my caramel apples. They're good, okay?
So there is a lot. So go to disneyparks.com and check out the blog, because there is just a ton of new stuff here. My phone is blown up. I got to put it on mute real quick. Oh, my goodness. All right, so we have lots of stuff happening there. So that's going to be happening from September 15th through the October 15th. So one full month, but again, lots of stuff happening all year long. All right, last quick piece of news item. Now, there is a conference happening. I don't know even why I'm mentioning this. The 2022 Bank of America Securities, Media, Communications, and Entertainment Conference happening.
Sounds like you're becoming an economist or something.
I know. I'm mentioning this because Josh D'Amaro made some comments, which is interesting. He talked about Genie Plus and its popularity with guests. And I guess according to their data, 70% of the guests who purchase Genie Plus will repurchase Genie Plus on a return visit.
Okay.
The 70%, hold on one second. The 70% satisfaction ratings run contrary to the anecdotal reports from guests online, but Disney clearly has data that suggests Genie Plus is well received. This is from WDWMagic.com.
I have a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, so I'm curious of how they're getting their data for the satisfaction ratings.
Okay.
But yeah, what are your thoughts?
Okay, did they differentiate between Disneyland and Walt Disney World guests?
Not that I know for this. I have no
idea. Because there's a big difference between Genie Plus at Disneyland and Walt Disney World. First of all, Genie Plus at Disneyland includes PhotoPass downloads. So that's like a big draw to get people to buy Genie Plus at Disneyland. Second of all, it works a lot more smoothly at Disneyland from what I've heard from a lot of people versus at Walt Disney World. Second of all, I feel like just based what I'm hearing from a lot of people who've visited and just from what I'm hearing, like the experience in the parks right now is so bad that you need to buy Genie Plus in order to have a semi-okay experience, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm hearing from people. So they've, like, shoehorned themselves into the 70% number because the park experience is so bad, like, you have to buy it, you know? And people are like, I won't do the parks without Genie Plus because it's the only way we could get anything done, you know?
Yeah.
So they're making themselves look good. Like, that's what it is.
I know. That's pretty much what it is. Like, you know, I'm going to be going... You know, again, in 10 days, and I still plan on buying Genie Plus.
So you're one of them.
I am, because even if there are like some of the popular rides that have a long wait, I don't want to wait in those rides. Like, I've come accustomed that I just don't like waiting on lines anymore. There's so much. I'm only there for like a limited time, and I don't. Like, if there's a way for me to avoid lines, I'm going to do it. So,
yeah.
But what I'm worried about is, you know, it could be busy in the morning, but then by the afternoon, like, it's worthless. Like, I don't even need Genie Plus. Like right now, all the lines are just, you know, so short. It's like, okay, well, come like 2-3 o'clock, you know, do I even need Genie Plus?
I don't even
anymore?
Think you need it first thing in the morning. I think you'll need it from like 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it depends on how we want to plan and tour and stuff. So,
yeah.
But, you know, going with a child for the first time, like, I have no idea what
That's
to expect.
That's a big wild card.
Yeah. Like, I can only plan so much, but I don't know what things are going to be like. I have no idea. Like, we bought the park hopper just to be flexible with our days. It's like, well, you know, Tuesday is Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Maybe because there's low crowds, we're just going to go to that park. We're going to do this, you know. Also because we're staying at the Grand Floridian, it'll be easier just to hop on over to Magic Kingdom whenever we want, especially with a kid. So
that makes sense. Yeah, I just feel like the 70% number is so misleading. They didn't differentiate between Disneyland and Disney World.
They didn't. Yeah, like, I mean, maybe they did, but not in this news article. Yeah,
I feel like they're manipulating data to make themselves look good.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, so just an interesting tidbit there. I think I read Bob Chapek was also speaking at that concert, but if I remember correctly, I think he removed himself from the D23 Expo.
He removed himself from Destination D23.
Oh, is that what it was?
Last year, yes.
Maybe I have my reports mixed up then.
He was on the list to speak, and then I was looking at it because they didn't really have the schedule finalized, and I noticed he was gone, and I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Oh, that's what
and
it was.
There's a lot of controversy about, like, where did he go? And then it was something stupid, like a last minute schedule change, like a conflict. I was like, sure.
He was taking a lot of heat back then.
Yeah, so. I'm wondering though if he's going to show up at D23 Expo.
Yeah, because usually the CEO does the like big parks panel. So
he's going to get booed if he shows up. That's for sure.
Let's see what happens. So, you know, speaking of D23, why don't we go into our predictions of what we think and want to see over there. So, you know, I started putting a list together today and then I got sidetracked and I was going to put more in later. I come back and you just put a ton of stuff. And I'm like, man, she's got a lot of good predictions. I don't know if I can, you know, if I don't even know if I need to start adding anymore. So,
oh gosh. Well, to be fair, a lot of this is like already in the works / it was announced and status unknown.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I haven't seen a lot of rumors of, you know, what's dropping.
I haven't either.
Excuse me, like what's dropping like this week. Usually you'll see like maybe we'll get some rumors like leading into like the weekend. But honestly, all I've seen is just like, you know, speculation on things that were already talked about. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Here. The only real rumor I've seen is about like maybe a new fireworks show for the 100th anniversary of the Walt Disney Company. That's it. That's all I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen some like movie news stuff. Like I saw a report that, you know, all these actors are going to be in the MCU, but as far as park stuff, I haven't seen anything. So let's get into, our first prediction. You and I have something similar. All the Epcot changes that were announced in 2019. Was that the last time there was a D23 now?
Yes, and I was there for the parks panel. I dragged my husband to D23 Expo for one day. He was not very happy with me, but I made him sit through the parks panel, and they did announce a lot of stuff about Epcot at that 2019 D23 Expo.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot has changed since then. You know, first up is what's happening with the Play Pavilion, because we have not heard anything about that in a while, right?
Yeah, and going into the park, I don't see any movement over there. Like, I don't see anything. I see movement, you know, in the spine of Epcot behind Spaceship Earth. I think that's their focus right now.
Yeah, I think so, too. And if you don't know where the Play Pavilion was going to be, it's the old Wonders of Life building. It's that gold, right? Is it still gold?
Yeah, it's
gold domed building.
Like right by Cosmic Rewind and Mission Space.
Yeah, yeah, it's over there. It's kind of hidden over there. They need to reopen that building. I miss going back there.
You know, honestly, if they even opened it as a seating area at this point, That would be good.
Yeah.
Because they kick people out of Connections Cafe if you don't have food.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes. But yeah, the Play Pavilion was going to be a big interactive city. There's going to be different parts like neon, you know, just colors everywhere.
It's going to be Fix-It Felix.
Yeah. So I hope we see some news pertaining to that. Like what, you know, is there an update? What's happening with it? Same thing with like the Mary Poppins attraction. Like I think in the part of the UK, they were going to make a whole area of what Cherry Tree Lane, right? I don't know my Mary Poppins lore
that
well.
They brought Dick Van Dyke out on stage for that announcement and he danced for us. And that was really cool.
Oh, and awesome.
That's been a big question mark since then.
Yeah. Yeah. No idea what's going on.
No idea.
Yeah, so you have another you added someone on something for Epcot.
Yeah, another thing they announced was that the China Pavilion was getting a new film. And honestly, I don't know if they've even filmed that new film. Are they allowed to go into China to film the film because of the whole COVID thing? I don't even know. I have no idea, but I think China is long overdue for a new film. I mean, it's like kind of old classic Epcot, which part of me really likes, but
yeah,
a part of me is like, this looks like very 1980s. It needs to be updated.
I got to check it out just for nostalgia purposes because
you should.
Yeah, I definitely haven't seen it since maybe I was a kid. I don't know. It's been a long time.
We see it a lot. You can bring your stroller in there. So it's a great spot for like air conditioning break.
I just saw someone put out a reel somewhere where, you need a spot to hide in the rain. China's a great place because there's so much space in China to take cover. So
yes.
I think I know where I'm going if it's going to rain because I think no one's going to think to go to China. So
yeah, I think also in Epcot, we'll get an update on like the Walt statue that was supposed to be there. You know, they said they're going to build a Walt statue and...
Well, they changed all of that now.
Yeah. What's happening to the Festival Center? I mean, I know Disney Parks blog like put out a little update, but I don't think that was enough. I think they need to be more clear on what's happening.
I think they're going to have a big Epcot update of what's happening because they did put out the concept art a couple months ago showing what's changed. You know, the big tower that they were going to, that big like kind of triple tower that they were going to have or triple story tower where Walt's statue was, that is not there anymore. There's like a new festival center and I think a stage center, I can't remember, but there was a lot of different areas that have just been completely changed since 2019. So I feel like they need to have some kind of word on that.
Especially because that park turns 40 in 3 weeks.
Yes,
they gotta do something.
Yeah, I'm sure
this poor park is like chugging along here.
And I'm sure they're going to announce 40th anniversary celebration stuff. Like,
I hope so. And
has there been an official logo for like the 40th yet? Like, I feel like they got to.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I know, you know, they added those flags at the entrance and they kind of like redid the fountain. And I think that's probably what they're going with, that look.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hope we get some Epcot stuff because we are due for it. They've changed. They've changed their mind on things so much because of COVID. So, and you know, they're making so much money now that they have it to spend. I hope.
Right. So, record profits. Right.
Yeah. So why don't you give us another one of your predictions?
Well, in Disneyland, Tarzan's Treehouse has been closed for a really long time, and they have not officially said what is replacing it. The big, big rumor is Encanto is going to be replacing it, but that has not been confirmed officially by Disney. So I think we'll finally get an official confirmation, probably of Encanto, and I think they're going to bring Bruno from across the street to the Anaheim Convention Center. They're going to bring him out on stage and be like, hey, Encanto Treehouse is coming to Adventureland. That's my prediction. I think that's how they're going to announce it. Maybe with a musical number.
Yeah, I could see the Encanto house, the magical house in Adventureland, you know, because they take place in like the jungles of South America and Colombia. So I can kind of see it. I can be on board with an Encanto treehouse, you know. I think that would definitely bring more crowds to that area, you know.
Yeah.
On our trip, I'll probably go walk my child up to the Swiss Family Robinson house just because she might find that fun.
Yeah.
It's not something that I usually walk into, but
I don't either.
Yeah. Can you bring your stroller in there? Is that possible?
No. Definitely no.
Yeah. So cool. So yeah, maybe that'll happen. So for me, I am going to talk about the possible replacement for Primeval Whirl over in Dinoland USA at Animal Kingdom, because that is now just an empty plot of land. If I were to have it my way, I hope they renovate that entire, not entire Dinoland area, but I want them to just demolish the carnival area. I forget what the separate space is.
Oh,
Dinorama? Is it Dinorama?
Yeah. Well, okay, so you want them to keep like dinosaur attraction and Restaurantosaurus.
Yes, yeah. And then like the dino dig site area.
The play area,
yeah.
But you want them to get rid of Triceratopsman and like the carnival games.
Yes.
And all that.
Walking through there in June was just so sad. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it's
the park.
Sadland, USA.
Yeah, like the park was busy, but it was a ghost town in that area. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, to be honest, no one wants to play carnival games that, like, don't you also have to pay extra to play those? Like,
yes.
People don't want to do that. Like, I don't see anyone playing those carnival games. Like, I think it's a waste of space now. I think they should keep the dinosaur theme, but I really hope that they just replace it. You know, I think especially with Primeval Whirl being demolished now, hopefully they announce something along those lines.
Okay. Well, I have an alternative theory for this area.
And it's okay.
A very oddball theory here. I think they're going to build a second park entrance. Well, actually a third park entrance to Animal Kingdom, because you can enter through Rainforest Cafe. But I think they're going to build an additional park entrance to Animal Kingdom in that area. And they're going to have a Skyliner station right there.
Oh, interesting.
And I think this fits in because, hear me out, think about like carnivals, right? Like county fairs and carnivals. Don't they always have some sort of like ski lift kind of ride to take you over the fair?
Yeah. Yes. I guess you could say that.
So it fits in. And then you would like fly past Everest, which is like in Disneyland in the old days, they had the Skyway buckets that went through Matterhorn.
Yeah.
So it fits in. And, you know, I drive around here a lot, and over by Blizzard Beach, they've cleared out a lot of foliage to do some work over there. And they cleared out a lot of trees. Like, there's a barren patch over there. Over by Coronado Springs, they also cleared out some shrubbery back there. Those are two locations where they could put some, like, Skyliner support poles and just keep going down Buena Vista Drive over to the boardwalk area and attach it to that turn station.
It would be tough. I'm looking at the map now. That's a pretty big space. Like I'm looking at the, you know, I can't do like miles or feet, but the distance like between, so the distance between like Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios is, looks like it's even bigger than what Hollywood Studios is to Epcot, if that makes sense. So like, it's pretty far. Like, it would have to be a long ride.
Well, I think they would build a station at
It would
Animal
have to
Kingdom.
Connect to Coronado Springs. Like,
yes.
If anything, it would be a back entrance to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
It would connect to Coronado Springs.
Yep.
Then Coronado Springs could get attached to that turn station somehow.
Yes. That's what I'm...
Yeah. That's the only way I could see it.
That's the way that I'm seeing it.
Oh, okay.
And I know they're doing road work on the corner of Buena Vista Drive and Western Way. But why would they clear out all that vegetation on the corner right there to do road work? That doesn't make sense to me.
You never know. Why does Disney do anything? Doesn't make sense.
I'm just saying there's been some weird things going on over there. And
yeah.
A big patch of land right there at Dinoland that they haven't touched.
Yeah, and I think Disney knows that the Skyliner is such an easy way to move people. It's also relatively inexpensive to maintain compared to like monorails.
And they can connect it to All Stars super easy from there.
Um,
it's not that far.
Oh yeah, All-Stars. Oh yeah, All-Stars is not that far.
No.
Yeah, it's actually pretty close.
Yeah.
So you could have a station from All-Stars going into Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
And Animal Kingdom can go out to Coronado. Mm-hmm. And then possibly, yeah, if it could attach it somehow to the Epcot fan, like yes. Hollywood area, yes. like it's a huge game changer.
It's an oddball theory, but not that far-fetched.
No.
I've been thinking about this for a long time. It's been brewing in my brain.
Yeah. What they really need to do is make an easy way to attach Animal Kingdom to the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yes. Well, see, they could do that. It would be like one stop.
Yeah, it's a lot of track they'd have to run. Like, these are big open areas. Like, if you look at a map and you look at, like, all the Epcot area, like, where the Skyliner is today, like, that's all pretty close to each other. Mm-hmm. But, like, once you get to the Animal Kingdom area, like, there's a lot of open land. Like, there's a lot going on.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope there's another. Like, everyone's been wanting more Skyliners, so hopefully that
The that other happens. Rumor that somebody told me about was, and I hadn't heard this, and I haven't seen any work to support this, is from the Ticket and Transportation Center to Magic Kingdom, a Skyliner route. And I haven't seen anything to support that.
Mm.
And I haven't heard anything. Somebody just messaged me and said, well, I heard this. And I think that would be interesting, and I would like that, but I haven't really seen any physical evidence of that.
I don't see where it would go. I can't see them doing a third option of, like, they already have the ferry, the monorail.
And you can walk, and sometimes they run buses. So
can you walk from the transportation ticket center?
To Magic Kingdom, yes. It's a long walk. It's like a 30-minute walk. You walk from Magic Kingdom to Grand Floridian to Polynesian to the
If you walk all the way around there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks. Give me a monorail or ferry. So yeah, I can't see a Skyliner going there. But yeah, the other route that you were proposing could definitely work.
Mm-hmm.
So all right. So both you and I have different resort news. So first, I want to know what's happening with Reflections, the DVC resort that's going in between Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness. It was announced.
I think that's gone.
I hope not. I was really excited for that. Was it announced D23 in 2019? Was that when it was announced? Or was that before? I can't remember when that was announced.
Honestly, it might have been before.
I should have looked this up, but I want to know just what's going on.
I want to know too, but I think it might be gone.
I hope not. You know, I really need to stay there because at least
you need to stay at this resort that doesn't exist.
Yeah, but if anything, at least bring back the trail between Wilderness Lodge and
Fort Wilderness.
Fort Wilderness, yeah. I'm trying to get a date on like when this thing came out.
I've heard that trail is closed.
Oh, it's been closed for a really long time.
I've never been to Fort Wilderness.
Yeah, this was before. Oh, yeah, this was before D23. So this was 2019 earlier. All right. Well, I'm not going to. I'm trying to third source now and I can't get a date. So, 2018 when it was announced.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember they must have talked about it at D23 because I remember seeing like concept art from it on a big screen.
Yeah, there's a bunch of concept art. The one thing that I'm disappointed with a lot of these new Disney resorts is like, I wish they wouldn't go up. I don't want the towers to go vertical. Like, make it spread out a bit more. I know Disney's trying to make things more compact, but I feel like, you know, the grandness of resorts are cooler when they're more spread out. So
I know what you mean. Well, I think we're going to get a Polynesian DVC update. I feel like the little taste we got was just a little taste. It wasn't enough. I think we'll also get an update on like Disneyland Hotel DVC details. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of that at Destination D23. They did share quite a bit, but I think we'll get a little bit more. I think that's probably all we'll hear about resorts. There's really no room for resorts at Disneyland anymore. I think maybe we'll get a little bit about the Paradise Pier refurbishment, but
weren't they doing a new tower at the Disneyland Resort, or weren't they doing
something the DVC new? Wing.
Yeah, the DVC. Okay, that's what it was. Yeah.
I think we'll get a little update up about that.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, maybe, you know, let's just throw a new hotel coming out. You know, maybe that'll happen.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. So why don't you hit us with another one of yours?
I think we'll get Toontown updates at Disneyland. I think we'll get an opening date, finally. I know they said, like, 2023, but maybe they'll have a more clear date. Maybe, fingers crossed, a Tomorrowland refurbishment for Disneyland?
Yeah.
It's stuck in 1998 still. I think everybody's been waiting for that for a long time. I know there's been rumors for a gazillion years now about the fate of the People Mover tracks / Rocket Rod tracks that just sit there not doing anything.
Yeah.
And possibly a Little Mermaid show replacement at Hollywood Studios.
Okay. Yeah, so for the Toontown one, I know the Mickey Minnie Runaway Railway train is going there.
Yes.
And then are there any other attractions? I can't remember what's happening over there.
They have Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin, which they said is staying. Gadget's Go Coaster, which I'm assuming is staying. Like, what else are they going to put there? Mm-hmm. Mickey and Minnie's House, probably staying, because those are really great meet and greet options. Donald's boat, Goofy's house, probably staying. They said they're putting a lot of like greenery in. So to me, it's like,
no, that's right. Yeah.
They're adding in Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway and making the whole area look more park-like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long does it take to make it look like a park? Probably not that long.
It takes time. When it comes to Disney, it takes a lot of time.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I think really the big holdup is probably the ride itself, you know?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. I went to Disneyland last 2017, but I can't remember too much about Tomorrowland and its layout, but it does seem like it has like kind of like an identity crisis a bit, if I remember.
It does. And, you know, a lot of the problem is like there's a lot of rides there that are classic rides that Disneyland diehard fans, myself included, consider untouchables. You know, like Autopia, opening day 1955 attraction, untouchable in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Submarines, 1959 attraction, also untouchable. Like that's a Walt thing. Matterhorn, 1959, untouchable. Monorail, 1959, untouchable. But the big problem with these rides is they're so intertwined with each other. Like you remove Autopia, like that's intertwined with the submarines. You remove or change the monorail, that's intertwined with those rides. Same thing with them. Like you can't remove one without significantly altering the other. So people say things like, well, we need to put the Tron ride in Tomorrowland. Like you can't do that. There's physically no space, and you can't remove like Autopia without removing one of those other rides. So they have a space issue. First of all, you've got the old Carousel of Progress building, which is like Star Wars launch bay. Maybe I don't even know if it's open right now.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the People Mover tracks like sitting there, which from what I've heard are like structurally important to other structures in Tomorrowland. So I don't even know if those can be removed right now. You've got the Astro Orbiter sitting at the front, which from what I've heard is now too heavy to put back on the platform, like where it is in Walt Disney World. Like you can't put it there. Star Tours, like, does it really even belong in Tomorrowland now that you have Galaxy's Edge?
Yeah.
I don't know. Buzz Lightyear, like, does it belong in Tomorrowland? I don't know. It has an identity crisis. I'm not really sure what they're going to do. They at least got rid of the French fry rocks at the opening. So those really ugly rocks.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but
they're like these bronze rocks that legit look like French fries, like coming out of the ground. Those are gone.
I miss the day where there's just like original concepts. Like I
do too.
To me, I think the coolest thing Disney ever did was when they redid Tomorrowland in Walt Disney World in 94. And the concept was that it was a convention center for all space travelers coming in, you know,
That is very cool.
That's why they opened up the Timekeeper ride with Robin Williams. You know, he was testing out the time machine. Excuse me. And then, you know, my favorite ride of all time, so I'm a bit biased, the Extraterrestrial Alien Encounter. You know, you have that in the convention center. Like, I thought that was just like a cool concept, like people coming in and just like, you know, kind of checking out the, you know, the convention. So. You know, maybe they'll do, I doubt they'll do anything like that in the future. They're just going to put, you know, IP in somewhere into the Tomorrowland at Disneyland. But yeah, I think Star Tours could definitely be axed from there. You know, I could say the same for Hollywood Studios. Like,
yeah,
you know, I think it's a ride that people like. Like, do
but
people,
if it was gone, would anybody miss it?
I don't think so, no.
I don't think so either.
Because you have now Smuggler's Run, which is very similar.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, you know, I wouldn't be upset if either of them went. You know,
bring back Adventures Through Inner Space to Disneyland.
Ooh,
classic
yeah.
Ride. That would be so cool.
That'd be good. So, all right, so that's Tomorrowland. I can't remember the last thing you mentioned.
Little Mermaid show replacement in Hollywood Studios. Please, please, please.
Oh.
Anything. Yeah. That part of the park is so sad.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. It's been it's been there. God, man, it's been there for so long. I have the whole show, almost the whole show, on my 1994 whole movie.
Yes.
It's like my dad taped most of it. I usually fast throw it through it because I'm like, I don't want to watch this. So,
I mean, I think it's a cool concept, but the fact that it hasn't come back, and I like at this point, it's not coming back. So,
oh, is it still not back? I didn't even think about that.
No,
okay.
The theater's just sitting there, and it's like all they have back there is Disney Junior and Star Wars Launch Bay, like just reopened.
Is it the same building that's I'm trying to think. There's a building that other shows would be in, like. There used to be a Pirates of the Caribbean thing in there.
Are you thinking of One Man's Dream?
Maybe.
No. Like where the Walt Disney exhibit is?
No, that's always been there. Is there another? There was like another building that would just rotate like attractions. Like there would just be weird things in there. I can't think of it offhand. But it was just a theater that like I remember walking in, it was in like 2013, but it was a Pirates of the Caribbean attraction where there's like a talking skull that's talking to you. It's just like a pirate skull that's talking to you, but there's like you're just standing in a show building and there's scenes happening around you from Pirates of the Caribbean. But I don't know what's in there now. I'm going to have to look it up, but
I don't know.
Okay.
The first time I went to Disney World as an adult was 2014, so that sounds like it's before my time.
Well, it was. They probably would have been there when you went, but
I don't know.
Anyways, so you know, we were just talking about tomorrow. So I'm moving on. We were just talking about Tomorrowland. I hope that, you know, I'm going to Walt Disney World now, but I hope they now announce a replacement for Stitch's Great Escape. Like,
oh my gosh, please, please.
Yeah, they need something in there. There's been a rumor for so long that it's going to be Wreck-It Ralph. I honestly hope that's not it.
I hope it is.
It's not. It's Tomorrowland, though. It just.
But you
I
could
know
step
they
into
live
a
in,
video game.
No, it's it. No, I don't see the video game thing. Something that belongs in Tomorrowland. Like when I think of Tomorrowland, I think of space, like space themed things. That's what I want. You know, Buzz Lightyear, it's space. Okay, yes, it could be in there. You know, I want something more fun. I don't know what it would be, but as long as it pertains to space, you know, maybe they'll use the new Buzz Lightyear or the Lightyear movie that came out. They'll update it. So
No. I'm all about Wreck-It Ralph.
I have not
a serious bias, though. I mean, considering my child's name.
Oh, Felix.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm open to a lot of different things there, but it's such a small space. I feel like they're kind of limited to just doing a show.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think it's going to be some kind of show. You know, they can get, you know, crafty with it. You know, there's been so many other things in that building in the past. That's where I think Mission to Mars was, too. I think that's what was previous in there.
I think so.
Yeah. But I just, I, you know, I want to see something go in there, something that's more entertaining. I would even say close. I love Laugh Floor Factory, but I don't think the Laugh Floor Factory should be in Tomorrowland either.
I don't think so. That belongs in Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. Or somewhere else. It just, I think that needs, that needs to go, you know, put Laugh Floor Factory where Star Tours is, put that there.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, I think they just need to redo those areas. You know, I think Buzz Lightyear is just a terrible attraction. It's just I go on it. I don't know why, but I definitely don't have
and Zurg fun sounds like on Batman. It. It's so bad.
I just think they need to gut that whole area, both of those areas, walking into Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Retheme it and do something. So
yeah.
You know what? Okay. Yeah. So you know what? I hope they just announce that they're gutting Tomorrowland and Walt Disney World as well. So.
Except for People Mover. Don't touch People Mover.
Do not touch.
Or you'll never get it back.
No,
just
do not
make the same mistake that Disneyland made.
Yeah. So the mistake they made was they had People Mover, but then they tried Rocket Rods.
Yeah.
Because Rocket Rods was like a huge failure.
It was a failure. It was a fun ride. I mean, it went fast, but the corners weren't banked, so it had to slow down every time it went around a corner. And then it would speed up, and then it would slow down, and then speed up. Yeah. And it made this really loud whirring noise. It was like, woo! Like, I just, that sound is, like, ingrained in my mind. It was a fun ride, though. Like, I enjoyed it, but it broke down constantly.
Okay. I don't think I've ever been on it. I just know that it was a big failure for Disney.
It was open for, like, a year or two, and then it was like, it's being refurbished. It'll reopen. I was like, nope, it's never reopening.
All right. So we're winding down here. I don't have that many predictions, but are there any left that you want to mention?
I've got like two more. One's really quick. One, I think we'll finally get a Tron opening date.
Yes.
Like 5 years later.
Yeah.
And then these two kind of go hand in hand. You know, I was in Disneyland like a month and a half ago. And I went to Avengers Campus for the first time, and it's missing something. It's really weird. It's, you know, there's a lot of character meet and greets. They got the Spider-Man Suntronic show, and they've got the Spider-Man ride, but it doesn't have an e-ticket attraction. And I know Disney's thing these days is to open lands in two phases, right? They'll open one ride, and then later on they'll open ride number two, like we saw that with Galaxy's Edge. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe they'll announce an e-ticket attraction for Avengers Campus. I really think it's missing that. To me, it's weird that a land based off of movies that are PG-13, it doesn't have an e-ticket attraction. It has a family ride for all ages with no height requirements. That is weird to me. That's really weird. And the land feels very empty. So to go along with that, the area of Hollywoodland and California Venture, you know, where it kind of like dead ends off towards Mission Breakout, like that area loops around towards Avengers Campus, and the theater where the Frozen show is playing is empty. Frozen has not come back since the park has reopened. Okay. So where people used to queue for the Frozen show, like that's just a big empty area now. So you've got this like big open area with like a couple of food carts, like not even food booths, like they're just outdoor vending carts. And then you've got Mission Breakout, and then you've got Avengers Campus. It is so weird. Like, I don't understand what's going on with this theater. I don't understand what is going on with this end of Hollywoodland leading into Mission Breakout, leading into Avengers Campus. It's a very strange area of California Adventure. Like, what is the theme? Is it Hollywood? Is it Avengers Campus?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand. Is Mission Breakout in Avengers Campus or is it in Hollywoodland? I don't know. They need to more clearly define this area. Mm-hmm. Something needs to happen over there.
Yeah, yeah. That's another park that's going through identity crisis right now in general. But yeah, I think it would be fun to see another e-ticket attraction go there. I still have yet to go to Avengers Campus, but I haven't heard great things about the new Spider-Man ride. I mean, the concept looks very dumb to me.
okay.
I don't want to be shooting out my arms. I don't know. That to me, that just doesn't look fun.
I enjoyed it as a video game fan. Mm-hmm. As somebody who knows nothing really about Marvel, I was confused on the storyline. Like, it didn't really make sense to me, but like, this was kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thankfully, I did not have to hold my child during this ride. That would have been very complicated. And my other child just sat there, like, staring, like, did not understand.
Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, we'll see. So I think that's all of our predictions, right? No more?
I don't think so. I think they'll probably say something about it. They said they bought another island last time for Disney Cruise. Or, like, they had another island or something.
Okay.
That they were going to stop at. So maybe we'll get an update on that. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe some cruise news. Yeah, the Wish just opened. Actually, they announced that, I don't know, they have the details in front of me, but for Disney Plus Day, if you're a Disney Plus member, you can get, like, what is it? Get two people in your room
and get two more for free or something?
Yeah, get two more for free. Yeah.
In the same stateroom?
Yes. Yeah. I don't have the details in front of me, but if you're trying to cruise next year, look into that deal like right now because they just announced it.
That's a pretty amazing deal.
Yeah. So, but yeah. Okay. Well, so we got D23 this weekend. I'll be tuning in to as many of the live streams as I can. I think you just go to youtube.com to watch all of them. I hope they're all there, at least. I don't know if they're all streaming. I can't remember at this point.
I know the parks one is streaming. I don't know about the others. I know the ones where they do like movie updates, they don't typically stream because they show like scenes from movies that are in progress and stuff.
Okay, yeah. I know the video game one is streaming because they're holding a conference. I saw IGN already has like a live stream ready to go for that on the YouTube channel. So, but yeah, excited for D23. So let's get out of here and, you know, well, excited to have you back on Monday to, you know, talk about what actually happened. So
I'm nervous.
Yeah, as am I. Are we going to be happy or sad on Monday?
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see. But all right, CJ. So where can we find you?
The Weekly Mouse on Instagram and on Parksnacker and theweeklymouse.com.
And your podcast?
Park to Park Pod with the number 2.
Cool. And then make sure you are subscribing to our podcast, the Parksnacker Pod. You could do that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, anywhere. If you want our video feed, we are on YouTube. Make sure you're subscribing all social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that jazz. Make sure you check out our merch store. The merch store is open, the store, store.parksnacker.com, or just go to parksnacker.com. It's in the menu. Trying to see what else. I think that's it. You know, follow me on Parksnacker. You're going to want to see that just because I'm going to be posting a lot while I'm gone. You check out all the food I've been eating. Man, I can't. That's one thing that we're talking about a lot is like food. Like what and how much are we going to eat? So
all the food.
There's so many to have, but all right, well, that's it for this week. CJ, thanks for coming out tonight. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.